Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. During Holy Mass in Cyprus on Sunday, Pope Benedict not only spoke in English and Greek, but also in Polish. As his thoughts went to the Polish capital, Warsaw, where a significant beatification ceremony was taking place, that of a legendary Polish priest and chaplain of the Solidarity trade union movement, murdered when he was 37 years of age by the former communist secret police. One, the Pope said, whose zealous service and martyrdom represent a special sign of victory of good over evil. May his example, he stressed, and intercession, nourish the zeal for priests and enkindle the faithful with love. The name of this new blessed, as we just heard the Pope mention, is Jerzy Popieluszko, whose life is accurately recounted in a recent film. The title, Popieluszko, Freedom is Within Us. Earlier in the week, I spoke to the man to write the screenplay for the film and to direct it. His name, Rafał Wyszyński. He was kind enough to come to our studios here and share with us his first-hand knowledge of this charismatic figure. Let's listen to my sometimes provocative questions. What drew you to the figure of Father Jerzy Popieluszko, his commitment to the nation, his staunch faith, or perhaps a charisma that left a trail?
I think all together. I felt kind of duty to do this film after Poland freedom. Father Popieluszko, as a priest, as a leader of Solidarity, he was leading people to church. He was not even fighting for freedom so much as for inner freedoms. That's why the title of the film. The Pope, John Paul II, said that he gave life for us, and he has to have his place in Europe and in the world. Personally, I was 16 when I took part in the funeral of Father Popieluszko among 600,000 people. So I kind of felt the rhythm of heart of people of that time. It became kind of master figure that I compare to. And I wanted in the next generation to have this feeling of that time where people together basing on gospel values.
From a Western perspective, mm-hmm. We kind of perceived that he was very involved in politics. Mm-hmm. It was rather a fine line between politics and faith.
Absolutely not true. It's an effect of communist propaganda, in fact, because he was accused by them of political activity, by many attempts also with provocation, with putting some illegal material to his home. Of course, he was involved in helping families or people active in opposition, but his idea was to give people hope. He was maybe one of very few speaking the truth in the church, but there was no political program. Regime, a communist regime, were organizing provocations, but it didn't work. It didn't work because people were quiet. People were praying, you know. That was the reason for which he was the most danger, probably, because there was many, many priests active also in a political sense. But he was always very careful on not touching politics, just the gospel. But what was his power? That he was very authentic in this. He was really fulfilling this, and he was very courage in saying the truth. He said, for example, that you cannot change the truth by law, and not change the moral values with new statement. So he was aware of attempts to accuse him of political activity, and he worked very hard on his sermons to avoid it.
He was murdered over 25 years ago in 1984. So young people who grew up after that date. I have no idea who he was.
Young people know it from the lesson in the school, but their knowledge is very didactic and they cannot know the personality,
the emotion.
And I think that it's important when you imagine that for those 25 years since his death, day and night, there are people guarding his grave. They are exchanging each other because they have a feeling that they didn't manage to guard him enough. And now they kind of pray for his beatification and are still there for, it's like 500 people there. So imagine the trace he left in the heart of those people who met him. For me, he was very attractive as I was a young boy, and I wanted to give the same feeling to the next generation.
So basically, the most important thing for you, having written the screenplay and as director of the film, is to keep alive the legacy of Jerzy Popieluszko.
Yes, to bring him to the memory of people and to bring him to identification of Christian world in Europe.
Why Europe?
Well, why Europe, not just Poland, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that the church in Poland had a very big influence at that time. And also for the funeral I was attending, at that time also Hungarians came and some Czechs and Slovakian. As George Weigel said, Father Popieluszko was maybe the only person who could speak loudly the truth in the area from Weba to Vladivostok. And he was speaking the truth to 20,000, 25,000, 10,000 people were attending this masses. So I think he is important not only for Poles. This feeling I have from talking to people.
You were listening there to Rafał Wyszyński, who wrote the screenplay for the film Popieluszko, Freedom is Within Us, and who also directed it. Our thanks go to him. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Skersbrick.